This morning, we speak with Mustika Inda Kairina, or Nina Kairina, National President of the Council of International Students Australia. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
Yes, before we talk about the CISA conference, for those who don't know, who and what is the Council of International Students Australia?
So the Council of International Students Australia is the national representative peak body of all international students in Australia, representing mainly the higher education. So this includes undergrad, postgraduate, as well as the colleges, as well as FIT and TAFE institutions.
And the 6th Council of International Students National Conference will be happening again this July. When is the exact date of the conference and what are the preparations being done?
So the exact date is next week, 5th to 8th of July 2016, comprising of 2 pre-conference days of workshops and then 2 days of actual conference, 7th to 8th in Darwin, Northern Territory. Preparation-wise, we've been really, really, I guess, busy with making sure that the quality of the speakers and program this year is absolutely fantastic. We've got roundtables coming up to discuss the National Strategy for International Education, which was only recently released 30th of April. And we're tackling a couple of new programs, including social innovation challenges, sexual assault, safety, and many others.
So these are relating to the issues concerning international students.
That is absolutely correct.
Yes, and I heard that this year's conference will welcome a number of important firsts in Australia. Who and what are these firsts?
So Australia is welcoming the first ever Federal Minister for International Education, Minister Richard Colbeck. We're also welcoming the first State Minister for International Education in Victoria, which is the previous Minister for Training and Skills, the Hon Steve Herbert, as well as the first National Strategy for International Education and the Alumni Strategy by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. This conference will be discussing all of that and hopefully welcome really critical discussions and engagement for all students and industry delegates.
These are a lot of firsts for the conference. And what does this mean for the international students in Australia?
So for international students, it really means that we have a possibly stronger voice. The Council of International Students Australia is delighted to have been invited by the Minister to become the part of the inaugural Council for International Education, which is partially in charge of making sure that the national strategy will be operating smoothly. And so for international students, as mentioned earlier, there'll be a stronger voice, hopefully, through CISA, and that the importance of international student welfare will be highly emphasized through the national strategy.
And this year's conference is based on the theme, Breaking Down Barriers, Facing the Future Together as One.
That's correct.
What does it mean? It's very deep.
Yeah, so we've realized everyone is aware that there are so many persisting issues that have been going on in the past decade, really. And this conference really aims to engage all delegates to think about these barriers and think about which ones that all of us can actively be part of the solution of. And together as one is we're trying to encourage all delegates, business partners, education institutions, working with student leaders, working with international students to become a part of this solution. So, yeah, critical here is the engagement and collaboration part of all communities.
Aside from the international students, who will be attending?
So student leaders mostly, and then students from different institutions, including higher education, private colleges. And from the industry delegate side, we have some politicians, education institutions, overseas student ombudsman, Fair Work ombudsman, Department of Foreign Affairs, Department of Education and Training, as well as a couple of NGOs, people working in, for example, cultural, multicultural organizations who are really keen to hear more and engage in the international education space. And there will be Filipino students coming to the conference. Can get in touch with them and see what they think about the conference.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for mentioning that. How important for these delegates that you have mentioned to come together in this conference?
I think the importance is very high here. everyone needs to realize that the international education sector is one of the most fastest growing sector in the industry, and it's critical that all of us come together and discuss, like you said, what it means for international students, what it means for the greater community, and how can we as a community not just react to problems, but also actively create a community that is welcoming for not just international students, but for everyone else who's coming to Australia. So this is the perfect platform to engage every community related to the international education industry. And it's unique because it's the only platform for international students and for industry delegates, the ones I've mentioned, to engage with actual international student leaders who will be making these critical changes in the sector.
Yeah, because the international student sector has over 500,000 numbers.
Yeah, that's correct. And in the next 10 years, it is expected to increase up to 700,000, 800,000. And if it's a really fast growing rate, we might actually be expecting nearly 1 million. So you see the importance of this industry and what it means to international students to feel welcome here.
Yeah. And also part of the conference, the new sets of executive team will be selected. So this means your tenure will be ending soon?
Yes, that's correct. We'll be selecting new executives, and hopefully it'll be new executives that will be leading CISA to greater heights.
What can you say about your year as the CISA National President?
It has been absolutely fulfilling. It's an eye-opener, definitely, and it's absolutely amazing to have been working with not just student leaders, but people in the international education sector who's really actively doing so many great things in order to improve not just the sector, but international students' welfare. I've seen really, really many passionate people working just to make sure that we all have a strong and united international student voice. And hopefully this kind of legacy will continue to become this strong voice and working with these people. And hopefully CISA will continue to inspire more people to do the same.
Thank you very much, Mustika Inda, or Nina Kairina, National President of the Council of International Students Australia. Hopefully this is not the last time that we'll be speaking with you.
Yeah, definitely. No worries. Okay.
Thank you very much, Nina Kairina.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.